You're tuning into the Confident Connected Leader Podcast, your premier destination for breaking through your current professional barriers. Your coach and host, Lisa Jeffs, will help you transcend limitations and achieve new levels of professional success beyond self-doubt, sabotage, and burnout. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Today, we have a very special guest, Vikesha Levy. She's a digital creator, a model, an entrepreneur, CEO of Elite Experiences, and Vikesha Levy Images. She's also a friend and someone who always impresses me with her unapologetic level of confidence, her commitment to style, and romancing her life. Vikesha, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I love that introduction.
I'm very excited to have you on the show. As we were briefly chatting with before we got on, every time I see your post on Instagram, and you just are one of those people, and probably the only person I know, that romances every part of her life, is so confident.
I'm doing it right now.
She's doing it right now. I know you can't see, but he has her beautiful glass, has some orange juice in it. And I think what you're going to share with the listeners today is going to be so powerful, especially for women, female leaders, but, you know, even the men are going to gain something from this, who may be so busy with their work and creating things and putting things out in the world that sometimes the romancing the life and prioritizing looking good, not to just look good, but to feel good.
Feel good, absolutely.
Gets put by the wayside. I know I can resonate with that.
Yeah.
There's been moments where I've felt slumpy, having slumpy periods, and it affects your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It affects how you show up in the world. And, you know, this podcast is all about how can we be our most confident and connected self. And I believe that fashion is an extension of ourselves and how we feel. And, you know, whether we like it or not, we only have a split second to make a first impression,
mm-hmm.
especially in the world of leadership and business. So it's a big deal.
It is.
So I'd love to know your journey with confidence and fashion. You know, have you always been confident? Have you always had this knack for fashion? What looks good? Or has it been an evolution?
It has been an evolution. I think most of us can testify to that. I've learned that confidence isn't just about appearance, but also about self-acceptance and feeling comfortable in your skin. Over time, I've experienced like styles and what works for me and realized that true confidence comes from embracing my uniqueness rather than just conforming to different trends. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth.
Mm-hmm. I like how you said that about the self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more about for yourself? Was there a period in your life where you felt you made the shift from maybe not feeling a high mm-hmm. level of self-acceptance to just, because when I see you now, it just gives me this aura of unapologetic. Like, this is me. Mm-hmm. You either like me or you know.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Honestly, I was always shy and always reserved. But I think over time, I've learned to kind of like step outside of that, you know, comfort zone and just be bold.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's take some time. I remember in high school, I was just always quiet, you know, to myself. even in college. And I guess it started after college, just finding my way around and just, you know.
For the listeners, me and
Vicky. And as I said, I'm still growing. I'm still, you know, exploring different styles, and yeah, it's just continues a continuous revolution.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What advice would you give leaders who may be stuck in a style slump and possibly afraid to step out of their fashion comfort zone, even though they know or they feel that they want to?
I would say to start by experimenting gradually. Incorporate new elements into your current style. Try different colors, accessory, stiletto. Like, seek inspiration from role models or even fashion icon. I'm always on Pinterest. Pinterest is my go-to. Even on Instagram, I follow a lot of fashion blogs and, you know, people like that, influencer, that inspire me. So that helps a lot as well. Just anything that resonates with who you are and your style, right? In addition, don't be afraid to seek guidance from stylists or trusted friends that you look up to or you admire their style. And stepping out of your comfort zone is about embracing your authentic self. So go at your own pace and enjoy the process.
What would you give to, let's say, a woman who has no idea where to start? Is there a starting point, a baby step that you would say for someone who has, you know, I'm thinking of myself at one point in time where I had disconnected from my core self and gone into a place where I thought I had to look like this to be a professional. And it was so far from who I was that when I started to get back into it, it was really hard to know where to start to even know what my style was. You have a baby step.
For sure. A baby step is really important. And I think first off, confidence stems from self-acceptance. We touched on that earlier, not perfection. So embrace your uniqueness. It's what makes you special. Also, remember that confidence is a journey, not a destination. So it takes time to develop and it takes time to grow. Practicing self-care, setting boundaries, and celebrating achievements, big or small, can significantly boost your confidence and overall well-being.
What would you say are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Because I know you do a lot of self.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I feel like I've overindulged in self-care. Honestly, I do. I do. But it just makes me feel really good. And it's about balance, right? I work a lot. So I always try to make sure that I'm also, like, mentally, I'm in a good space. And I think for me is, so some of the things that I enjoy doing is like going to the sauna, doing a facial. I have a nice facial steamer that I use on Sundays, my self-care day. So I do my steamer and then a little facial routine. And then I would do like a nice bubble bath. And as I said, like going down to the sauna, just stuff like that. I'm making myself delicious meal as well because I enjoy cooking. So, yeah.
I love that. What do you think? Because again, when I see, you know, it's funny that you mentioned you think you engage too much in the self-care. I think it's perfect because you, every interaction I've had with you, you're smiling, you seem like you're feeling great. I don't think you ever complained anytime we've been together. And that shows because you're treating yourself well.
And it's funny you said that because someone mentioned that to me the other day. She was like, Oh my gosh, you're doing so much. Now you're back in school, and how are you managing everything? And you never look stressed out and all these kind of things. I'm like, you're right. I've always, whenever I'm in like a place where I feel like mentally drained, I take a break and I just kind of like give myself some time to like get through it. And I think just having that, I don't know what you call it, just a way of, how like taking care of myself, like knowing when to like reserve that time to like sit down. Like I'll be at home on my couch, just sitting, TV's off. Like for me, TV is a distraction. I like nice jazz music playing in the background and stuff like that. So I always create a nice, calm environment so I can just relax and stuff like that. So I think it's easier. And it's sort of outside distractions. Even sometime when I'm eating, my TV's off. Like no noise. It's, I don't know. It's just,
Yes, meditative.
Everything that I do is surrounded that. I don't like noise. I had my brother here recently and his phone was going off nonstop. Lisa, like I can't, like this kid was like, I try not to call him kid, he's 26, but my little brother. So I said to him, yeah, could you please turn on your phone? Turn, I put it on silence because the noise irritates me. Right? I don't like, I don't know what it is. I just like the zen, just like calmness.
I think that's so important, at least, when we're living in the city, which a lot of my clients do live in the city, having those moments where we're turning off the stimulation.
I have moment where I put my phone on pause, I put it on silence and just like meditate. Oh yeah.
Do you
And
think that th go ahead.
that's definitely, I think that's helped because I also have a friend of mine that said exactly that to me. She was like, Vicky, I love how you deal with situation. Like you don't let things bother you. You have a way of dealing with things. And I think that's just a test for, having like a stress-free lifestyle and stuff like that. I don't let things bother me. And if I'm upset about something, I give myself like 24 hours to get through it. Cry if I need to cry, let it go, move on. But I think creating that boundary helps.
I like how you said that, you allow yourself to process, and then do you have a specific time where you're like, okay, now I'm gonna move forward? If it goes beyond that day, that 24
A
hours?
day, yeah, a day. I definitely get through it. I have time or a situation where you're like, you stress about it, you think about it, cry if you need to, and you'll be like, okay, let's go. Because there's nothing I can do. It's out of my control. I'm not going to sit here another day, waste another day thinking about something or, that I can't control. So that has always been my routine or my strategy.
One of the secrets to happiness.
To maintaining.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Do you have a personal story where a particular fashion choice significantly influenced your confidence and the way you were perceived?
Absolutely. I can recall a time when I tried a bright, a bold, bright colored blazer for a professional event. Normally, I'll stick to neutral color. I do love, love, love my black and white beige. That's me. But that day, the vibrant blazer made me feel empowered and confident. Surprisingly, it gathered positive attention and sparked conversation that I might not have initiated otherwise. That experience taught me the impact of using fashion as a form of self-expression and how it can positively influence both confidence and perception.
And it's funny you mentioned that the neutral colors are really you, because when I think of you, I do think of bold colors in dresses
My
and
personality is bold. But then again, it's not bold. Depends where it is. I post something on Instagram the other day saying that I'm reserved. Like I'm reserved in a lot of way, but when I'm around certain people, I'm very like, more extroverted.
Yes. Yes. Going into that, the blazer that you mentioned, is that something that you would recommend for individuals, leaders, we're talking about women, but also relating to men, to get outside the box, even in these
Absolutely.
professional settings where you think you need to look a certain way, to go outside? Don't be afraid to go outside the box and experiment.
Absolutely. It feels good going outside the box. It's being creative, and it allows you to like to think, instead of like putting on the same thing over and over again and not putting much effort into it because it's something that you're used to. But having that, okay, I'm going to change it up today. What should I do? What should I wear? And it just gives you different feelings and make you feel really good. So definitely something worth trying.
What would you say to someone who wants to do that, but is afraid of potentially the attention that they may start garnering?
Nothing is wrong with attention. What is wrong with attention?
Nothing. I
No.
mean, I like attention, but when I can think of some individual, when you kind of have, because it's funny, because we can dress when we want to hide, we can do that. And I think a lot of people that I've spoken to use certain clothes to hide
Yeah,
themselves
absolutely.
because
That is true.
they're not feeling confident. They're not feeling their best self. And when you step out and you're wearing something more colorful or a different style, you're going to get more eyes on you because simply
Absolutely.
because you're standing out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I
That's
would
where,
say take your time. Take your
take your
time.
time.
Maybe start with a nice neutral color, a little bit up from your normal, and then work your way into the more bright
Yes.
bold colors.
Yes. Maybe even a bold lip.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel a way. I don't wear a lot of lipstick, and when I do, it's always the same like neutral tone. And when I wear red, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. Yeah, like
Yes.
this is a lot, right? But sometimes I don't mind a lot. I like to,
Makes a
be in that.
statement.
It makes a statement and it put you in
Yes.
a different mood. So.
It will. There was a woman that told a story. I won't use her name just in case for confidentiality, but she would talk about, and this is always stuck in my mind, where she would go to auditions, she would always wear a bold red lip because she wanted to be remembered. Right, when you're going to auditions for acting, you get a lot of people in,
Yes,
and she's
for
like,
the
I
stand-up.
want to be remembered. So I
I like that.
always wear a red lip. And I thought, oh, that is
That is
really
interesting. I like that. I like that. No, I'm going to be thinking next time I go out.
yes, especially when I'm thinking, oh, I started thinking about networking events, right?
We
Not
stand out.
being afraid to go
Stand out.
bold, stand out
Absolutely.
in a networking event, for the sheer fact that people are gonna have that memory. Oh, they may not remember your name.
I like that. I
You
like
may not
that.
even remember what you talked about.
I like that. It you know what? I love it. And I'm here listening to you and not realizing that I actually do it myself. I do it a lot, actually. When I go places with people, I dress a certain way, and they always say to me, "Vicky, what are you wearing?" I'm like, "Don't mind what I'm wearing, right?" And then I come, and they're like, "Why didn't you tell me that you're gonna get dressed out,
Yeah.
right?" So
Yeah.
I think, not realizing that I'm doing it, I think I do it a lot. On the
Yes.
weekend, I went to a house function for New Year's, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that we're dressing up. I said, well, I just wanted to dress up, right? And I had my accessory, my new hair headband and everything. And they're like, I definitely stand out, right?
Yes.
So I think I do it a lot. And that's just my personality. So
yes.
It's naturally without even realizing.
Without even realizing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay. So let's get to the practical aspects, because I want the listeners to have practical pieces, because I know it can be daunting.
Yeah.
Especially if you're somewhat, you know, for the women who are very fashionable, this isn't for them because they already know how to do. This is for the lady who are like, I don't know where to, I don't even know what stores go to. I don't know what to do, how to. What would you give if a woman wants to upgrade her wardrobe, practically speaking, what are some core pieces that we can add that are going to help us make us feel confident, you know, self-assured, and our best?
Okay. Great question. I would say investing in versatile, timeless pieces can truly transform a wardrobe. Consider having a well-tailored blazer. I have like maybe a few of those. Classic white button-down shirt. A little black dress. A few of those as well, right? Because you want to switch it up every now and then. A pair of well-fitted jeans, a quality leather bag, comfortable yet stylish shoes, and a versatile trench coat or a statement jacket. These pieces form a solid foundation for various looks and can easily be mixed and matched to suit different occasions. So definitely, yeah, my advice to have in your closet for sure.
Yes, I completely agree with the statement jacket. Those are pieces where even if I'm wearing a sweatsuit underneath.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I put that coat on.
Yeah.
I feel like a million
Amazing.
Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy to do. You mentioned the tailored blazer. Is this something that you purchase and get tailored? Or you purchase it fitted?
Yeah, purchase it fitted.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have like a few of those, throw them on over any little dress or whatever. Just change the whole outfit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And would you recommend potentially someone feeling this out themselves or hiring a stylist, let's say?
I would say it all depends on their budget, right? If you have the budget to go ahead and hire a stylist, why not? Right? That would be awesome. But if you don't, I would say just experiment. Something, go to the store, purchase something, try it out, and see how you feel.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you think it would be better for someone to do that first, to kind of get their own feel.
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? Yeah. Nothing wrong with, you know, giving it a try and see.
And experimenting. Anything else you'd like to share, Vakesha, with women, people who want to feel more confident, who want to bring more romance into their life, whether they are in relationship or single? Any last words for?
I would say just be your best self. Just accept who you are as a person and just live lavishly, whatever that looks like for you. Listen, I am drinking orange juice in my champagne glass. To me, that's living lavishly. I even drink water in my champagne glass. And a little simple thing, it doesn't got to be like a whole lot of spending or whatever it is, just like daily, little daily ritual that makes you feel amazing.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
And where can people find you if they'd like to learn more, see your gorgeous pictures, your content creation?
Definitely reach out to me. Follow me on Instagram at Vikisha Levy. I think that's it. Yeah, Vikisha Levy. So Vikeisha Levy, Levy.
Amazing. And I'll put that in the show notes as well for anyone who
Yeah.
wants to reach out. Vikisha is also CEO of Elite Experiences. I'm just going to add this in here, who we had, and I don't know if you offer this anymore, but a couple years ago we had a picnic with Elite Experiences, and it
Yeah.
was just the most lavish,
Yeah, love it.
fantastic experience. And it ignited my passion to bring more of that into my, we were celebrating a birthday, but why not do that any day?
Any day, any day. Yeah, I do offer it mainly in the summertime, but yeah.
Yes. So check that out. I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vikisha,
Thank you for
for
having me,
coming on
Lisa.
the show and sharing your wisdom of confidence and fashion.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Confident Connected Leader podcast. Lisa Jeffs is committed to helping you break through barriers and climb to new professional heights. If today's episode inspired you, we'd be honored if you could subscribe, rate, and leave a review. To stay updated with practical tips and insights, follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. You'll find all relevant links, including those for our complimentary gifts and trainings, in the show notes. Until our next episode, embrace your confidence and stay connected.